Morning, Emma.
Now, you sound fresh. I expect your children slept well last night.
Well, we work on it like everyone with six kids. Sometimes there are some challenges, but the research is pretty clear on this. If we can work out how to get our kids to go to bed at around about the same time every night, or within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of that time, when they're bed and when they're ready for bed, they sleep better. But they're also much more likely to have fewer behavioural problems and emotional problems if we can get them sleeping at the right time for the right amount of time. It seems like if they don't get the right amount of sleep, we get all sorts of complicating factors that just really mess with our family and mess with our kids.
I did also read in this research that children with a bedtime routine every night slept for an average of more than an hour longer per night than children who never had a bedtime routine. Isn't that every parent's dream?
Well, I was going to say exactly that. What parent wouldn't want that? And it's not actually that hard. We make it a lot harder than it needs to be. All we've got to do is be a little bit consistent, make sure the kids know predictably what's coming next, get them to bed at about the same time every night, and it's amazing. They sleep better, they sleep longer, they're happier, they do better at school, they have better relationships, they have better physical health, just by getting to bed at the same time every night with a nice, predictable, safe, secure, comfortable routine.
All right. So for anyone listening now and they are having trouble in this area, which is a whole lot of parents, what are some things we can do to kind of get them ready for bed? Like, what are some of those kind of routine things we can put into place?
Sure. So I think that the first thing to do is we need to watch our kids and have a look at what time they start getting grizzly and irritable. So if we've got young kids, let's say it's about sort of 6:30, 7 o'clock. If they're a bit older, it might be 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And we want to be aiming to have them in bed about 15 minutes before that time. It seems that when kids get a little bit too tired, they don't sleep well. So let's say, for example, the kids are getting a bit grizzly around 6:45, 7 o'clock. If we aim to have them going to bed around about 6:30, then we just work backwards from there. They've got to have a bath, they've got to have dinner, they've got to have songs and cuddles, and they've got to, you know, whatever else, stories, whatever else it is that we decide should be in that routine, work backwards, and that might mean that we feed the kids dinner at 5:30, we give them a bath at 6, we read them stories at 6:15, we give them that little back rub or the hug, or we sing songs and say prayers with them at 6:25. And then hopefully everything's in order by about 6:30. Now, we don't need to be militant either, by the way. We can be a little bit flexible.
Yeah.
We just have to be consistent. So if bedtime's 6:30 and one night they're up until 10 to 7 or 7 o'clock, that's not the end of the world. It's when it's 6:30 one night and 8 o'clock the next night and 7 o'clock the next night and 9:30 the next night. You know, it's that kind of thing that really messes with them. But if we can be consistent around that same time, it's amazing what happens.
Now, Justin, you did mention that you have six kids. Well done, by the way. What is kind of the average bedtime?
Well, again, it depends on the age of the child. So our youngest kids are, we've got a baby, so she just goes to sleep when she needs to. But we have a five-year-old. She goes to bed at around about 7 o'clock. Our seven-year-old goes to bed about 7:15. Our 11 and 12-year-olds go to bed around about 8 p.m. And our nearly 16-year-old usually wants to start chatting at bedtime at about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
All right. Good to know. Thank you so much, Justin.
Pleasure.
Appreciate your time this morning. And if you'd like to hear more from Dr. Justin Coulson, check out happyfamilies.com.au.